1480 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, has just pleaded not guilty to federal bribery and fraud charges. There are calls for him to resign, but Adams says he was elected to lead and he will continue to do so. A recommendation from North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper as Tropical Storm Helene bears down on the state.
Because conditions are continuing to worsen, people in western North Carolina should consider all roads closed unless you are seeking higher ground.
At least 28 deaths in several states are blamed on the storm. Some world leaders left the room, others booed as Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressed the General Assembly today. He vowed Israel would root out all terror threats to the region, including Iran. As Netanyahu spoke, Israel says it attacked the headquarters of Hezbollah in Lebanon. British actress Dame Maggie Smith has died. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A change of plans for Donald Trump's rally in southwest Wisconsin tomorrow. It's been moved from the airport in Prairie du Chien to a performing arts auditorium indoors. The Secret Service says it's stretched thin due to the United Nations General Assembly meetings in New York. Wisconsin school superintendent says budget-writing lawmakers should release $50 million to support literacy education. Jill Underly says the Joint Finance Committee's decision to hold on to the money is putting a burden on local communities.
They have, with good faith, bought new curriculum, have trained their teachers, but they haven't released the funding that they need to do this. And so they are footing the bill, and their taxpayers and the local communities are having to do it. And the money is there. It just hasn't been released.
Underly accuses Joint Finance Republicans of obstruction. She gave her annual State of Education speech yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Home prices are still climbing across Wisconsin, and around Madison, they've risen almost 10%. Realtors say that's mostly because of simple supply and demand here. We have a housing shortage in Madison and an even worse affordable housing shortage. The median home price is now $435,000 in the city of Madison, according to Realtor.com. And the U.S. Federal Reserve made a 0.5% cut on interest rates last week. That could make prices jump even further here in Dane County. Kristen Ambos of Point Mortgage in Appleton said people were surprised that mortgage rates didn't come down with the announcement of the rate cut.
People correlate the mortgage rate with the Federal Reserve rate. And so they thought, oh my gosh, rates are going to fall by 0.5%. That did not happen. Rates were left relatively unchanged.
She said the mortgage rates will start to come down, but she advises that you watch out for predatory lenders who may try to pressure you into refinancing. That's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
A potential playoff preview begins tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers are locked into the NL's third seed and will play in next week's wildcard round. This weekend, one of their potential playoff opponents, the New York Mets, are in Milwaukee for a three-game series. The playoffs begin Tuesday. A familiar face awaits on the opposing sideline this Sunday. Vikings running back Aaron Jones will play his first game against his former team. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur said there's still a lot of love for Jones in Green Bay.
You can't help but, you know, love the person and who he is and what he's all about and his family. I mean, they were always around, and you know, you gotta, no different than when I go against my brother, you gotta shut it off for a period of time, and then, you know, you can hug him after the game and tell him you love him.
The team has not announced whether Jordan Love will play after missing 2 weeks with an MCL sprain. Kickoff is at noon on Sunday. I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A bright, blue, and beautiful day today with sunny skies and highs reaching the upper 70s. And this warm September trend hangs on the entire weekend too, providing us with pleasant, dry weather as the high heat hangs on. Enjoy your weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The Ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps, this model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax. Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Hit it. This ain't no disco.
Live from Los Angeles, California, this is the Todd Allbar Show.
This is L.A.
And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, live from L.A., it's Todd Allbar.
All I wanna do is have some fun until the sun comes up over Santa Monica Boulevard.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba. It is Friday, TGIF, the 27th of September. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. And thank you, Terry Barr, for that great introduction once again, along with the great editing from Aaron Zommers. What a way to wrap up the week here in Los Angeles, California, but right here in front of the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum, where our own Wisconsin Badgers will be playing about 24 hours from now against the Trojans of USC. Welcome, everybody. Glad to have you along here. What a setting back high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square at the World Headquarters, Mr. Aaron Zommers. Zommers, how about this, buddy? How about this?
Oh, it looks fantastic. And I've definitely never been there and probably won't be anytime soon. But it's very cool to see. It looks great.
Well, we have a number of people to thank here at USC. And let me just say this, by the way. Every single person that we have dealt with this week, everywhere in Los Angeles, but particularly those folks at USC, have been accommodating. And from the moment we arrived today, the security guy at the Welcome Center, Dave, was fantastic. A shout out to David for making us feel welcome right away. Cassie, the great crew here at the Coliseum and USC. And then a little bit later here, we'll be joined by Marina. Every single person here, even the grounds people that you meet and say hello to. And I'm wearing Badger Red, for goodness sake. And they could not be nicer and more welcoming. If you're watching on the stream on YouTube or Facebook or what have you, right behind me, I guess over this shoulder, you can see the Big Ten logo being freshly painted this morning. It's fantastic. And yes, Bucky has traveled with us, a little a Bucky Badger placard here in our bushes. It's fantastic, right? How about that?
I imagine you're not planning on leaving that there.
No, Bucky will be coming. He's going to be our traveling Bucky. That's exactly what every show needs.
Just like the traveling panel.
Exactly. Before we go any further as well, a big shout out and thank you to our great guest yesterday, Mr. Kelly Call, one of the producers of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers, for being a great co-host yesterday, for hanging out with us, and for helping us he's a partner in this great sports pub on Hermosa Beach called the Underground Pub, and we were able to set up just a couple of blocks from the pub on the beach yesterday, and thanks to Kelly and his fine crew there at the Underground. And also Sean Hannish, get this, Sean Hannish, the director and other producer of this great film, was kind enough to come and hang out. And we went to another great place on Hermosa Beach last night called Fox and Pharaoh. I'm telling you guys, when you come out, and that's part of why we're here, right? Is because USC, UCLA are now part of the Big Ten. So you know, our teams from Wisconsin are going to be coming out here to L.A., whether it's playing football or basketball, men's, women's, volleyball. They're going to be making this road trip, and it's a great excuse, for lack of a better term, for us Wisconsinites to come out to L.A. to follow our Badgers. Get yourself down to Hermosa Beach when you do. It's like, well, everything in L.A. is an hour, but it's a short, pleasant drive down to Hermosa Beach and check out the Underground Pub and Fox and Pharaoh. I'm telling you, the hanger steak, something to die for, is Amish. And the mac and cheese.
It does sound great, but did you just call a drive in L.A. pleasant? I've never heard anyone say that.
You want to know why? Because you're on the freeway, and it makes you appreciate back home in Madison or even Milwaukee, you know, on the Beltline or the interstate. We think we have traffic back there. We don't. But then, especially when you're going to Hermosa Beach, you're going from L.A., and then you kind of crest the hill, and there's the Pacific Ocean.
Oh,
so, I mean,
yeah.
It's fantastic.
I've never seen an really ocean great in person.
Really? Well, if you ever get a chance, come on out. So, anyway, Marina's going to be here in just a bit, so we'll be waiting for her. Some great guests coming up as well. Hour number two, our old friend Peter Rapine, the managing editor of EBOM's World, is going to be by. Been a little bit since he's been here with a week in review. And the great thing about Peter and the folks at EBOM's World is that they take the headlines, the real headlines, of the stupidity that is the human spirit, and they compile all that, put it in a compendium, and then Peter comes on the show, and he'll walk us through the week in review. So looking forward to that from EPOM's World. And also, Mr. Zommers, it is the final day for the Civic Media Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. By the way, a statewide contest. And here's the deal. I never wanted this to be a contest for us internally. But once again, our friends Jay Matnera and Greg Bach have gotten a little salty, and now it's a horse race between our show and their show on who's going to get the most texters. There's really nothing on the line this time except pride, and now our CEO and owner, Sage Weil, is poking the bear, saying, Jane's gaining on Todd, so we'll see. Help us out. If nothing else, we want bragging rights, Zommers.
Yeah, and I think we'll get him. I feel pretty confident.
Well, our friend, here's what happened last time. Jane went into the final day slightly ahead of me, and our guest slot in Amory, Wisconsin, the folks up there really pulled us through, and we won by a handful of votes. So I'm hoping that our listeners out here in L.A. will help us out on the Text to Win contest and put us over the top. Today, up for grabs in hour two, a $100 bill. A clean, crisp $100 bill, $100 in cash, will be given away next hour to the folks that text next hour. And then also up for grabs later today, the computer will randomly draw a grand prize winner for a pair of indoor club-level tickets to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay on Monday, December 23rd, against New Orleans. I almost said the team name. It was right there, Zommers, on the tip of my tongue, and I held myself. Easy to do. But we're going to be talking, like I say, a lot about this football game. And, of course, the Badgers play on the Badger Radio Network in Wisconsin. Here at Civic Media, we're honored enough to carry that on several of our stations, in Richland Center, Wisconsin Rapids, Amory, and Racine Kenosha, amongst them. If you're in those areas, you can listen to it in your car or wherever, or terrestrial radio. But here's the great thing. Even if you're not, you can still listen to it anywhere in the world by downloading the Civic Media app. It's available on your Android or Apple device. It's free. It takes less than a minute. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. Anyway, you open that up, and you can go to those stations, and you can listen to the Badger game anywhere for free. For free, Zommers. What's free anymore? The Badger game for free. And Matt LaPay and Mark Tauscher always doing a great job there. Mike Heller with the pregame show on the Badger Radio Network. Kickoff time here in L.A. Well, let's give you the time back home. About 2:30, it'll be telecast on CBS Sports, and they do a great job there. But, of course, we encourage you to listen on the radio or do both. Watch the telecast on CBS, turn down the volume, and listen to Matt and Tausch on the Badger Radio Network here at Civic Media. So all of that coming up, Mr. Zommers, to wrap things up. And if we're very lucky, Will Ferrell is going to stop by.
Really?
Wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't that really be something if Will Ferrell just stopped by? He's a big deal out here, and rightfully so. So he's a legit movie star, and I believe he's an alum of USC. And I'm told now by the folks here at the Coliseum that he actually owns a skybox here at the Coliseum as well.
That makes sense.
He's going to be at the game tomorrow. I'm not sure whether we're gonna get him, but we'll see. He's always welcome. We literally have a seat open for him. I think Marina's here, and she's gonna join us now, and we're gonna start chatting a little bit about this great facility here at the Memorial Coliseum. It's a beautiful day, and Marina is gonna slide in right here. Go ahead and put that headset, and we should be all set. The live radio and live television, folks. That's what we do. So, how's the volume there, Marina, as far as the headset goes?
Good.
All right.
I hear you well.
All right. We hear you well. Zomers, awesome. You got a good level back there?
Yes.
All right. Fantastic. Marina, what's your last name, please?
Fote. F-O-T-E.
F-O-T-E. Marina, thank you so much for joining us. I was telling our listeners and viewers at the top of the show, every single person here at USC in the Coliseum has been nothing short of spectacular and gracious for a goofball from Wisconsin like me coming out here and doing a broadcast. So thank you for your hospitality.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. You're so welcome. We're excited beyond belief to have so many new fans joining us, really from all over the country throughout the Big Ten. It's super exciting, and we know the Big Ten travels well, so we cannot wait.
And what's your role specifically either with the Coliseum or USC?
Yeah, I am the assistant to the general manager here with the LA Coliseum. I also oversee our publicity efforts. I'm the senior manager of that segment of our business. So a little bit of everything, administration, publicity, a lot of things on the front end of all our events. So I'm less on the execution side and more on the planning side and strategy and all of that.
How long have you been in this position?
5 years.
Wow.
5 years.
Amazing.
Yeah.
You've seen a lot of changes then here at the Coliseum.
Yes. Actually, when I started in June of 2019, we were still 2 months out from finishing the newly renovated scholarship tower that you see back there behind us. August of 2019, that was finished the night before the Rams' first preseason game, amazingly enough.
Yeah. That's kind of close.
Yep. We cut it close on it, but got everything in, got the Rams fans in for one season there to be able to enjoy those amenities, and USC football fans and all the other fans of all the other events that we have here, concerts, anything else in the full bowl, NASCAR more recently, they've all been able to enjoy it. So it's been wonderful.
I've been out before for a Rose Bowl game. I've never had the privilege and honor to be here in the Coliseum. And
yes.
Boy, is it spectacular when you just kind of look through that arch and then you see the vastness of it. I've never been to the Michigan Stadium, but I'm told it's a similar vibe. You know?
Yeah. 100%, very similar vibe. We used to have a capacity of almost 100,000 people, and now we are at capacity of about 77,500, just with the addition of the new tower. But yes, this place has historically held lots and lots of people, and it's a wonderful place to see any kind of event.
Well, we're just happy and blessed and thankful to be here and for the hospitality out here in Southern California. If you could stay with us, we want to come back because one of the things we're doing is finding similarities between what's going on in Wisconsin, and that's Camp Randall, and here at the Coliseum. There's a thread here, folks, and it's called Veterans, and we honor our veterans on this show all the time. So
absolutely.
We'll come back and to talk to Marina. We're live here at the beautiful Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum in Southern Los Angeles. It is a beautiful day here. The sun, right on cue, is coming out. I'd offer you a hat, but it's a Bucky hat. I'm not sure.
No.
You know?
No worries.
I don't have an SC hat to offer you.
But
we're going to come back here and have more with Marina here live in Los Angeles. It's the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Shop Verlo Mattress during our Labor Day sale. It's our biggest sale of the season. Get a free box spring with a mattress purchase. Or upgrade to an adjustable base and save even more. At Verlo, every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally for you. And it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Don't fall for the other guy's mattress gimmicks. Verlo has no middleman, so you'll get the comfort you want and save a whole lot of money. American made, locally crafted. Verlo.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new text to win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The John and Gordy Show.
You get the kids' meal?
I do, yeah. It's enough to fill me up usually. And you get Scoopy tokens, so you can like...
Scoopy tokens?
Yeah, you know. You get the free ice cream coupon with it. And you get a Scoopy token that you can get a basketball or a frisbee or something like that.
You have to drag a kid along with you?
I am somebody's kid.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Welcome back to the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum and the Todd Allball Show. We are live on location in Los Angeles, California, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. What you heard is the Trojan fight song. Now, we think that's a great fight song, by the way, and I think it works well with we're very proud. We're joined by our guests here, Marina Fiora.
Marina Fote.
Okay,
You're good.
If only Todd was a better producer for himself. Marina Fote, I apologize.
You are all good. No worries.
More coffee is what's needed for Todd. She is the assistant to the general manager here at the Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles. We appreciate you sticking around. We heard the fight song there for the Trojans, and it sounds great because we're very proud of our fight song on Wisconsin back home.
Yes.
But I think that's a great fight song.
Thank you. Yes, we love our fight song. It's, you know, signature to not just USC, but the Coliseum as well. When we host USC football, we love it.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So tell us a little bit about the Coliseum, because like I say, we're really looking at ways to find, you know, our new cousins out west here in the Big
Absolutely.
Ten. We're happy to have you and UCLA and Oregon and Washington now in the Big Ten. Back home, the Camp Randall, that's the name of our stadium back home, has a long history dating back to the Civil War. It was an encampment for the Union Army back then. And I know this facility also has a connection to our veterans. Tell folks a little bit about that.
Yeah, it absolutely does. So the Coliseum, one of the main reasons that it was actually built was as a memorial to all those who served in World War I. So we were very intentional when we built the Coliseum to make that connection and to really make sure that veterans and, you know, really anybody who served in the military really throughout history, not just World War I, but as the Coliseum has grown and continued to age and as it now enters its 102nd year in operation and nears its 102nd birthday, you know, there's many different, you know, veterans from multiple generations that can be recognized and included in that sentiment. So we're very intentional about that. That was one of the main purposes behind building the Coliseum, and its name, the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum, does that justice as well, just with the memorial literally in the name.
Yeah,
memorial to veterans.
And history of another kind as well, I think it has to be extraordinarily exciting. you're going to host another Olympics here in now just under 4 years.
Yes,
making
we are.
History as the first venue to host three Summer Olympiads from 1932, 1984, and now in 2028.
Absolutely. So going back to the first Olympics here, held here in 1932, that Olympics was actually part of the reason the Coliseum was built. That was another reason to kind of tie into those reasons of origin for the building. One of them was to have a central place for athletic competition so that we could bulk up the city of Los Angeles's 1932 Olympic bid. So going back to the beginning, that ties into part of the reason this building exists from the very beginning. And then again, the Olympics came back in 1984, 40 years ago. We held the second set of opening ceremonies, closing ceremonies, and track and field events. And then heading into 2028, the events that have been confirmed include the track and field events and the opening ceremonies in some way. So we're going to be incorporated in those ceremonies, whether it's the entire thing or part of it. We still don't have the details, but that's sort of where that is headed in terms of the planning and all of that. And then again, going back to 1932, incredibly, this building hosted four athletic competitions, so four different sports, as well as an art competition.
Really?
Back in
art.
That time. Yes, yeah. Olympic art was part of the Olympics back in, I believe, until 1946. Or some thereabouts. I believe that was, it was discontinued a few Olympics later. But
that's amazing.
Yeah, we had
was
an art competition right out here behind us at the Peristyle.
Like sculptors or painters or what?
A little bit of everything. We had painting, sculpting. There was a muralist. So all competitions were 60 minutes. So whether that was an already completed form of art that was on display for 60 minutes or in certain other competitions, the artist would be given the 60 minutes to create something. So it was a little bit of a variety. But yeah, for anybody who didn't know, the Olympics does used to incorporate things other than just athletic competition.
You've taught me something today, Marina.
Amazing.
I know. This is fantastic. I love
that's what we're here for, right?
Well, that's why I love taking the show on the road. And that's why we hear from our listeners and our viewers all the time is when we go on the road, we find two things usually. A, that we have more alike than we realize than what
Absolutely.
Divides us. And number two, there's cool facts and there's a big world out there that is beyond our little world of Wisconsin. So that's fantastic.
Totally.
Also, and speaking of Wisconsin, you know, we're not just Badger fans, but we're green and gold fans. We're Packer fans. And for folks that come out here to USC football games, whether it's tomorrow's game or future games, they could also be at a place for Packer fans, which is probably the second most sacred ground other than Lambeau Field, because it was the first AFL-NFL championship, which became Super Bowl I, that had the Packers and the Chiefs in it.
You're absolutely right. So in 1967, January more specifically, that very first AFC-NFC championship, you said it, known as Super Bowl I later on. That's kind of what we revised the name to. But yeah, it was a Packers victory against the Kansas City Chiefs, 31-10. Really an incredible game. I'm sure I'm not saying anything anybody back in Wisconsin doesn't already know, but really an awesome beginning to what then became known as the Super Bowl. Another fun tie-in with that Super Bowl I was the emergence of the Lombardi Trophy. That was the very first time it was kind of risen into the air by Vince Lombardi himself, no less. And it actually was the inspiration, another fun fact, for baseball's Commissioner's Trophy. So,
really?
Yes, absolutely. So in the fall of 1967, the St. Louis Cardinals won the World Series that year. Mm-hmm. And what do you know? They now have their own baseball Commissioner's Trophy right after the very next fall, after the first Super Bowl. Yep.
Well, we were just talking to another Badger alum who now lives in California here, Kelly Call. He's a producer of a brand new documentary. By the way, if you haven't heard, it's called Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. And in that, former baseball commissioner, former Brewer owner, Bud Steeling, plays a big role in this documentary. So cool that it has a baseball connection here as well.
Absolutely, yeah. Oh my gosh, yeah. Bud Selig and the Milwaukee connection, all of that, amazing.
It's all, see, you come out to L.A., you come out to USC and the Memorial Coliseum, there is a connection. Have you got time to stick around for one more segment?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, we'll talk more with Marina here and live from the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum right in front of it. The flame is lit, ladies and gentlemen, right above us.
Sure is.
History is going on. Come on back. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Friday. I visited with a couple of dairy nutritionists this season who are concerned about forage quality this year. Drew Johnson is among them. He's an independent dairy nutritionist with K&S Dairy Consulting. Drew tells me that forage quality is suspect this year, and some dairy farmers may bring in other commodities for the feed ration to maintain their production goals. He says that rye is a popular winter crop to add to the ration next summer.
I have a couple farms this year that did rye for the first time to feed the milk cows, and that went well. They were able to get into it earlier enough. I think what we tested was about 16% protein, which I think it feeds a little bit better than a 16%, and it had really good fiber digestibility. So in a ration where we would feed normally really high corn silage through the summertime, adding some rye I think helped with the fat test, which is great for this year because that's what's really paying is butterfat. So it's high potassium, high fiber digestibility, and it kind of limits our fast starch in the diet. So rye can be a good option.
He says triticale is also a good choice. Drew Johnson is an independent dairy nutritionist with K&S Dairy Consulting. Don't go anywhere. We've got your midday commodity prices coming up. As consumers become more far removed from the farm, agriculture has a unique opportunity. Jake Feltz of Feltz's Dairy Farm in Stevens Point says his family's farm is a resource for the public on where their food comes from, while also providing a fun experience through agritourism. It's why they added a corn maze, fresh cheese curds, and a dairy store.
One of the main reasons we went ahead with the store was because the city kept growing and moving right out to us. When I was a kid, you know, 25 years ago, we were pretty far out in the country, and now we're just about a half mile away from a whole shopping center. And along with all those stores has come a large variety of housing. So we kind of had two options. We could either try to shut ourselves off from that community, put up a fence around and block everybody out, or what we decided to do was to welcome that growth right out to our doorstep here and invite people onto the farm.
Learn more about tourism opportunities on your farm at gowiagtourism.com. Corn and soybeans are seeing a bit of a pop today while everything else is trading lower. December corn is up 4.25 cents at 417.5. November soybeans up 16 cents, trading at 10.57 a bushel. Cash wheat is down a nickel at 579.25. And July 2025 new crop wheat is down a nickel and a quarter at 614.75. The October Class 3 milk contract is 16 cents lower at 23.16 a hundredweight. The November Class 3 milk contract is down 26 cents at 22.47 a hundredweight. Just because it's the weekend doesn't mean that your farm news has to end. Follow along with us at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A bright, blue, and beautiful day today with sunny skies and highs reaching the upper 70s. And this warm September trend hangs on the entire weekend too, providing us with pleasant, dry weather as the high heat hangs on. Enjoy your weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
At Fleet Farm, we know every opening day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday hunting gear from Winchester, Remington, and Bear. Everyday fishing gear from Daiwa, St. Croix, and Rapala. Everyday yard cleanup from Scott's, Fiskars, and AgriFab. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we'll recap all the news that happened over the weekend. I'm sure nothing will happen. And we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 11.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live on location right in front of the beautiful Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum, the home of the USC Trojans, who will play host to our own Wisconsin Badgers tomorrow. You can hear the game on the Brewers. Pardon me. We were just talking about Brewers. That's what... Marina said, is that a Brewers,
band
you have on? And we got talking about just a bit outside the movie. No, wouldn't that be something if the Trojans took on the Brewers tomorrow?
Oh, my gosh. Amazing. I'd love to see that.
Right? But no, it's actually the Trojans taking on the Badgers. And you can hear it on the Badger Radio Network across Civic Media. If you don't live in one of the fine municipalities that carry the Badgers of terrestrial radio, Richland Center, Wisconsin Rapids, Amory, and Racine Kenosha, and you can hear it on your Civic Media app. Simply download it for free, pop it open, go to one of those stations. You can hear Matt LaPay and Mark Towser kick off back home around 2:30 in the afternoon. CBS Sports is here. Kind of cool to have, CBS is making this one of their national games, and a lot of love for the Coliseum Arena.
We are so excited, to be, obviously, to get that national attention for any game is huge, but for it to be for our Big Ten home opener, even better.
Marina Foté is our guest this hour here on the show. She is the assistant to the general manager here at the Coliseum. I have my, and again, people were so gracious, they gave me, I came in, the 100 anniversary.
Yes, you got to have a button when you come in.
So,
absolutely.
So you're celebrating this as an ongoing thing throughout the year.
Yes. So the 100th anniversary of the building was in 2023. We opened up on May 1st of 1923, and we continue to celebrate the 100th anniversary really into the next century. That's really the idea. We're nearing our 102nd birthday this coming May 1st.
Wow.
100 years and beyond. A Coliseum forever.
let's talk about a little bit of this 100-year history, because it's not just a great venue for a college football game or even for the NFL. It's a storied career as well, and politically. And, we're less than a couple of months now away from a presidential election. There have been some presidential visits.
Yes, there have. 6 presidential visits here at the Coliseum throughout our history. The first one being Franklin Delano Roosevelt back in the 1930s. The most recent visit was from Ronald Reagan back in the 1980s. So we've had a variety of different presidential events associated with it. Probably most notably, in 1960, John F. Kennedy was here, and he accepted his Democratic nomination for the Democratic Party that year for that election cycle. So some pretty amazing history there. On top of that, other international dignitaries such as Martin Luther King, Nelson Mandela,
wow.
A couple more that have been here and made a scene, as well as a papal visit. Can't forget that.
Right.
Pope John Paul II, he was here in 1987.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. If you have a question for Marina or just in general here about the facilities where the Badgers are going to play the Trojans tomorrow, give us a call, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. We'll make it easy for you, 855-75-CIVIC, C-I-V-I-C, or you can text it in as well. Mr. Zomers will throw it up here on our screen, and we'll discuss it with Marina. I really appreciate this history. I know there's also been some musical acts, all kinds of artistic and musical acts, entertainment acts here at the Coliseum. Give us a couple of highlights, if you
would, please. Yes, oh my gosh, all kinds of amazing music history here as well. A couple notable ones I love to look back on. The Rolling Stones, they toured here back in 1981. They played the building. The Born in the USA tour was here. Bruce Springsteen back in 1985. So we are coming up on the 40th anniversary of that pretty soon. I believe the 39th anniversary was actually yesterday,
really?
Of one of those shows, which is pretty awesome. Other than that, U2, their Joshua Tree tour came through here in 1987. To name a few other musical acts, Black Sabbath, Guns N' Roses, to go back kind of to the more rock side of things back when rock and roll shows were a commonality. And more recently, we also had Kanye West and Drake. They threw a concert here in 2021. And then even more recent than that, Los Bukis, kind of a well-known Latin group. Internationally known. And then we also had KX5, which is a combination of the electronic DJs Cascade and DeadMau5.
Wow.
So they kind of did a duo here, if you will. And more recently, we had Fred again. He played the building as well.
That's great.
He's kind of another emerging electronic artist. And then another kind of fun fact, we hosted the Hard Summer Music Festival here back in the summer of 2023. And guess who headlined the Coliseum? None other than Shaq.
Whoa.
Shaq has a side gig as a DJ. How fun is that?
I did not know that. Only in Los Angeles, right?
Only in LA. It's
and,
true.
You know, we're doing this, we're doing this Text to Win contest. Tester hour two, and we've been using Kanye's music, Gold Digger, just to have the internet. So who knows? I mean, wouldn't it be great if you just popped up here and sang for us a little bit?
Right? Oh my gosh.
We're in Los Angeles. We're in Hollywood. So
we're
anything,
here.
Anything
you never
happen.
Know. Anything can happen.
We're talking with Marina Fote. She is the assistant to the general manager here at the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. We are live on location here before the Badgers take on the Trojans of USC tomorrow. Kickoff time back in Wisconsin around 2:30 in the afternoon. You can hear it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network on the Badger Network across Wisconsin. Marina, talk up a little bit. We're in L.A., and us watching the games back at home, you know, in cold Wisconsin and looking out here and seeing how happy everybody is in his shirt sleeves, you know. But we also see there are a lot of stars. Talk about some of the Hollywood connection to this place and to the team. I know Will Ferrell is just, I mean, he's the ultimate alum, perhaps.
He is the ultimate alum. Oh, my gosh. His son is in a fraternity here at USC, and Will is seen here all the time at our football games. He tries to come regularly. We do have his own suite reserved for him up in that brand-new scholarship tower upstairs. But, yes, he is a presence here. We also have tons of visitors that love coming back to the Coliseum to like USC football alum, that is, between Reggie Bush and Matt Leinart, and you know, tons of those names that always like to return, and especially some who have had notable college careers with Heisman trophies as well.
Very good. Let's go to the phone lines, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. On the line, our friend, L.A. Tom, right here in Los Angeles. Tom, thanks for calling in. What have you got for us today?
Absolutely. Hey, Todd, it's just amazing to me how well Southern California photographs on YouTube, on TV. It's amazing. It's something you forget why it is that you're here. And then you guys there, and it's like
all the credit goes to Cassie and Marina for being so gracious and allowing us inside the perimeter to set this up and give you these great shots. So thanks to them.
Oh, absolutely. It's the least we could do. We love having visitors. It's
absolutely.
The best.
And Marina, I know that when the Packers played the Rams, I went to that game there at the Coliseum. And I have to say, in terms of football games, I think I like the Coliseum better than I do even SoFi.
Because
it's just got such a history behind it, and it's got such a incredible, you know, the different heads and stuff like that, where you see the different quotations by different people. It's just absolutely, you know, it's incredible. I'm just a small town guy from Wisconsin originally, been out here for many, many years. But it's just, like I said, it's amazing when you see this on either YouTube or TV or whatever, you're like, wow, I live there. It's pretty crazy because you don't see it. Like, when you're living here, you don't realize the beauty of it, you know? So
it's so true.
It's pretty incredible.
Well, thank you.
Both Badgers tomorrow. And I'm sure soon-to-be President Kamala Harris has probably already been there before, correct?
I'm not sure. Is Vice President Harris going to make an appearance here? Do you know, official appearance?
You know, not yet. Not at this point. There have been rumblings that she might, but at this point, not quite yet. But who knows? Like you say, anything is possible.
Thanks, L.A. Tom. Yep, we appreciate it. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. For me, Marina, I think that being here now live it gives me some of the similar vibes to Bean. I know they're their crosstown rival, but UCLA, the Rose Bowl, another historic venue. And again, whether it's the Coliseum, the Rose Bowl, or Camp Randall back home, that's part of the sport, right? It's part of the, mm-hmm. the history of the community. Talk, if you would, a little bit about how the community connection here with this facility.
Oh, absolutely. And really, just to go back to Tom, thank you so much. That's a really great compliment, you know, about our building and the tradition that's here and all of that. But yes, the community is highly intertwined here with the Coliseum. One of those reasons that we built this building was, again, as a central meeting place for lots of people, thousands, tens of thousands, if you know, the event calls for it, can gather and you know, work through a whole lot of things and collaborate. So that's really been a major goal for us throughout our history. Currently today we work with several nonprofits on a variety of different events, from the American Heart Association to the Make-A-Wish Foundation to the American Lung Association. The Hemophilia Foundation was here not too long ago. LAUSD, as in the Los Angeles Unified School District, they bring events here all the time. So we have really a variety of things. Some of them are more kind of like STEM exhibitions, as in like science and technology educational events for kids. We actually hosted the YMCA Healthy Kids Day not too long
That's
ago.
Cool.
They
That's
come
awesome.
In and they do kind of a fun community thing, educating kids on you know, general health and wellness. We also host stair climbs, lots of stairs in there to do that with, right? And then different kinds of relay marathons. Races can be done in here as well. So really just a variety of ways that we can work with nonprofits and collaborate to kind of have mutually beneficial outcomes.
And right or wrong, keep me honest here, it's not just the Coliseum proper. Mm-hmm. It's a sports and entertainment district. Am I right?
Yes,
and
that's correct.
There's the newer professional football, as they say. It's not soccer, but the LA football club is right next door as well.
Yes, we feel extremely lucky to be right here in the heart of Exposition Park, which is what this region is called. So, of course, the Coliseum is the largest venue within Exposition Park. But as mentioned, just right across the street, BMO Stadium is what it's called. That's where we have a soccer facility, LAFC, and Angel City football clubs, home stadium right over there. Then, just to the other side, adjacent to us on this end, we have the California Science Center, constantly having students on field trips over there and just kind of coming through in general to see the exhibits. We also recently parked an Endeavor space shuttle right next to the Science Center, so lots to see there. An old retired one. It'll be there. You know, that's its retirement home, so it's right over there next to us.
That's really cool.
Also, the Natural History Museum of Los Angeles is here and the California African American Museum, so quite a variety here within Exposition Park, and we haven't yet opened it, but the Lucas Museum of Dramatic and Narrative Art, kind of built and commissioned by George Lucas, is located right behind the Coliseum, kind of to the west of where we're at now.
Oh, amazing. Marina, about 2 minutes left here before I let you go, but anything I haven't asked you yet that you want to make sure that folks back in Wisconsin know about the Coliseum or the greater USC community?
Yeah, gosh. I think the biggest thing really to talk about with the Coliseum is just the fact that, yes, we host USC football. It's our longest tenant. We love USC football and are so excited to now be part of the Big Ten and have all these new visitors to the building. But there's so much more to this building in terms of the history and the breadth of everything that's happened here than just USC football. Between the Olympics, we held a baseball World Series here, Dodgers versus White Sox, back in 1959. If you go on into the music history and the political history and the culture and the community ties, there's just so many different facets to being here, and no 2 days are the same.
Marina Forte, you've been enormously gracious with your time and your knowledge. Thanks for helping us get to know this beautiful facility and this area a little bit better. I know you've got to run. You've got other people coming in here. But thank you so much.
This
is just amazing, your hospitality. And it's been a heck of a lot of fun.
Of course. Happy to be here. We'd do it again anytime.
Marina Forte, the assistant general to the general manager here at the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. We'll come on back here, talk a little bit more about this Badger game coming up tomorrow on the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Got to feel like it. Feel like you can do that.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It is National Monte Cristo Day. It's kind of one of those sandwiches, it's like bell bottoms. You just haven't heard about it in like 40 years. But it got me thinking, what's a sandwich that's totally overrated? I'm going to go first, the Philly cheesesteak.
Really?
Yeah, and I'll tell you why. Because I'm spoiled. Because in Wisconsin, we have the brat packed with tons more taste than a Philly cheesesteak.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Back to the Tattleball Show here live from Los Angeles in front of the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum, the home to the USC Trojans. Fight on, they say. But we say in Wisconsin, on Wisconsin. That, of course, the great University of Wisconsin marching band with our song, there, our fight song, On Wisconsin. Great to be here. Thank you so much, by the way, to Marina Fote, the assistant to the general manager here at the Coliseum. Just an amazing amount of knowledge, and that's what's been so cool about coming out here on this trip is learning about, I mean, I think a lot of us have been, well, I shouldn't say a lot, but several people have been to a game, maybe at Minnesota or at Iowa. Maybe if people are lucky have gone to Ohio State or Michigan or Northwestern. But, you know, not a lot of us have been out to these new schools, the Big Ten, namely USC amongst them, which is the school that Wisconsin will play, of course, tomorrow at 2:30 in the afternoon. Kickoff time back home on the Badger Radio Network and, of course, on Civic Media as well. I am joined at the table right now by a longtime friend. I like to call mi hermano, Mr. Nelson Valle, who has opened up his home for an Airbnb for me this week as well. And today, God love you, Nelson. You took the day off to be my production assistant.
Oh, my God. That's my pleasure.
How are you doing?
Oh, doing great.
Yeah? How are you like? Yeah. I mean, how about Marina? Wasn't she fantastic?
Oh, my goodness. She has so much knowledge.
Yeah.
And she's been working for the company for 5 years only.
I know.
And it sounded like she's been working forever.
I mean, some people like her are just enormously smart.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
my
just
God.
Fantastic. Well, you are, you grew up in El Salvador, but how many years have you been here in Los Angeles now, Nelson?
I would say about 28 years now.
So do you consider yourself an Angelino?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're also a guy who loves the Badgers, and you're a big Packers fan.
Oh, my God. I love the Packers.
I know you do.
Matter of fact, that, you know, on the 6th, we'll be watching the Packers here.
Yeah.
Not at the Coliseum, but at the SoFi Stadium.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Looking
and
forward.
Of course, the Badgers as well. Yeah.
So I know your son, Nelsito, he's a big you raised your son right because he's a big Packer fan.
Oh, he loves the Packers so much. So I gotta make sure that he it's a big fan of the Packers, you know, yeah. Like I am and right. Obviously my daughters too, but yeah, Nelsito, it's a big Packers fan, yes.
And tell us a little bit about now, you know, being an Angeleno and having you see Badger fans out here quite a bit, don't you? And Packer fans.
Oh man, when the Packers play here, I mean, I would say the last time they actually played right here, there was probably more than half of Packers fans at the stadium. Yeah. Oh,
like
we are so many. Believe me.
Lambeau Field West.
Yeah, that's right. That is correct.
That's fantastic. Well, it's just so fun to be out here, and thank you for you and your lovely wife, Dahlia, for your hospitality and giving me a place to hang my hat here for a few days. But it's just over the years coming out here and seeing you all, Los Angeles, I think, obviously a much, much bigger city than Madison or even Milwaukee. But again, you spend time out here, the diversity of Los Angeles, the large Latino population. It's also a melting pot from cultures over the world, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's an amazing place. And I mean, there's a lot of diversity here, you know, which is, you know, you can go from one corner to the next corner, you know, and find different things, different example, different foods, you know, different countries. So, no, this is a nice place, you know, and yeah, we have our issues, right? But, you know, it's like everything.
Yeah,
every place has issues. And, but, you know, being happy to be here, you know, and I consider myself an Angeleno, yeah.
And, I mean, you're only an hour away from Hermosa Beach, and I'm telling you, I never spent time at Hermosa Beach till this time. And, you just sit there, and the ocean is beautiful. And also, I found you a Packer bar. How about that?
Wow, that is nice because, like I told you before, I mean, here, you know, it's in the city. I mean, obviously, the Rams and the Chargers, right?
Right,
so
right.
To watch a Packers game on the Sunday, it's so difficult. So,
Not anymore,
thanks to you and to your friend, you know, so I would be watching.
Go down to Hermosa Beach and go to the underground pub.
Yeah.
It's a couple of blocks off the beach. You can go watch the Packers at the underground pub. You can watch the sunset and then take your wife to Fox and Farrell for dinner.
Hey, that sounds about right.
That's
going to be, oh, absolutely.
Now, Dahlia, I helped you out there. I got Nelson to take you on date night.
Yeah, thank you. will do.
Equally.
No, you know, that's the good thing about Los Angeles, that if you want to go to the beach, you know, you'll be there in 30 minutes. You want to go skiing, you know, there's ski place, you know, places right next to us. So everything is, you know, nearby.
That's fantastic.
So that's good.
All right, Nelson, big game tomorrow, 2:30. I don't know. I picked the Badgers at the beginning of the season to upset the Trojans here at USC. What do you think? Can they do it?
I stand with you.
Really?
Yes. I hope so.
Well, I hope so, too. We all hope so.
Let's make sure that Marina and Kasha are not here.
Right. Right. We didn't want to say that. USC folks, we don't want to be thrown out. You understand? We got an hour left.
We love the Trojans, yeah.
Yes. That's what we say we came in. But, yeah, then we turn out, no, not so much. I'm looking forward to it. We're going to the game tomorrow, and I'm looking forward to sharing that with you. And we're going to, you know, we got kind of the high nosebleed seats, but I don't think there's a bad seat in the house.
Oh, man, you know, I think anywhere you sit, you know, you'll have a nice view.
Yeah.
So, yeah, absolutely.
Have you been to a football game here before?
Oh, yeah. The last one that was the Packers
against
the Rams.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're an old pro.
I mean, anywhere you sit, you know, it's nice views. Yeah. Absolutely.
Nelson, not only my production assistant, also my chauffeur. And also a fantastic friend and mi hermano. Thank you, Nelson. We appreciate
I love you.
All right, love you too, man. Come on back for hour two. We're going to give away $100. Nelson's not eligible, but you are. Come on back on the other side. It's the Tano Ball Show live from Los Angeles on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Chihuahua. On the next Nightlight, I welcome Northeast Wisconsin independent filmmaker J.B. Thompson, and it's a bar band Friday night, so Terry Barr joins us with new music and great conversation.
Nightlight with Chihuahua, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer is here from the Recombobulation area and now Civic Media's new political editor.
Jane, I know you like to talk about our assembly speaker.
Popcorn King, yes, Robin Voss.
So there is a potential outcome with these new maps where Greta Neubauer is the assembly speaker and Robin Voss is the minority leader. How does that sound, Jane?
I feel like my birthday came early.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.